Gaz, some great news today amongst the strange scenarios we're living in at the moment with the pandemic going around, obviously, with the under-19s being announced as the JD Cymru North Development Champions. Strange circumstances, but fantastic achievement nonetheless.
Yeah, very much so. Obviously, it's been uncertain times for us from a football point of view since we stopped functioning as a football club 3 months ago. But obviously, under the circumstances, football carries very little weight with obviously what's going on. But at the same time, to get this kind of news when we are all kind of at that amount of uncertainty, more than anything for the boys, it's obviously fantastic. So we're really pleased that we've come to find that news today.
Absolutely, and a fantastic achievement from the boys and also from the backroom staff as well involved with the under-19s.
Yeah, very much so. It is a very special group that we've got in terms of the boys that are part of the group. But it goes without saying that the support we've had from not just the immediate staff, but the support we've had from everyone from within the club, it is a very, very full-on programme in terms of the football and the education. And trying to keep the levels high on both is tough. So the support we've had from Colin Cambria, Tim Williams, who heads up the programme there, has been nothing short of fantastic. But even from within the club, first and foremost, Jay, obviously, getting us involved and inviting us to be a part of the programme. And then on top of that, giving us the freedom to implement a way of doing things that we know that we wouldn't get elsewhere. And then so many other staff involved, the likes of you, Kevin and Matt, who run the 18s, having a fantastic season in their own rights. Leighton Sumner, we're all aware of the work Leighton does in the academy, but probably goes under the radar in terms of what he does with the scholars. And there's just so many more in terms of, we have a chaplain who's come on board this year. She's been fantastic in terms of supporting the boys. Yourselves, media team.
Yeah, now Will's done most of the under-19s. I can't take any credit this year.
But Will in particular has been absolutely fantastic. To Kate Casato, Washer the Bibs, Julia and Mel, who are like a sounding board for the lads. It's just so many. It's a massive, massive group effort. But saying that, you can only work with the tools you've got. And as I say, I think I'll always, when I reflect on this year, it'll always come back to how special the group was in terms of a group of boys. And again, hats off, I had to go to Ian Bennett and Jordan Parry, who did the recruitment prior to ourselves coming in. And we couldn't ask for a better set of boys to work with. And this is just rewards, really, for their efforts this season.
You couldn't have asked for a better start to the season either, going unbeaten for so long as well. Obviously, that set you in a great position to go on and win the league.
Yeah, I did. As a club, I think. As a club, we had a really good feeling about the place early doors. Teams in the academy performing well. First team were flying. I think it kind of rubbed off on everyone, particularly ourselves, because we're quite close to the first team. Craig, Jay and Jock are fantastic at welcoming the boys and making us feel a part of it. And obviously, because there are some boys that bounce up and down in terms of being with the first team, it kind of rubs off. So yeah, we had a great start. We struggled a little bit at Christmas, and such is the nature of the league. We're in a position where, come Christmas time, we knew that just to be in contention, we're probably going to have to win all our games between Christmas and towards the end of the season.
Yeah.
And then when you look at the fixture list, and that included Airbus away and TNS away,
tough challenges.
So the fact we are at this point, and obviously we didn't fulfil, like every other team, all the fixtures we were hoping to fulfil because of this pandemic. But the fact our run since Christmas does include victories at Airbus, at TNS. I think if you go over the course of the season, and the worry for us was that we really, really felt that this group was special and we're probably the best team in the league.
Yeah.
So the fact we're able to get to this point and we've been awarded the title is because we put ourselves in that position. So I think, again, it's just rewards for the effort that the boys have put in.
Oh, fantastic. Great news. Congratulations, guys, and congratulations to all the staff and players from myself personally as well.
Thank you very much. Yeah, I must add, like I said, I came in beginning the season. In came with me with Rich Casato and Antonio. So they're the immediate staff of the 19s. I think the biggest compliment I can pay them is that without them two, I think the boys will agree as well, then we don't have the success. So it's very, very much a group effort, as I say. The ones who are more hands-on obviously get more of a say in things, but they've been absolutely fantastic.
Jay, some great news today as Connors Quay Nomads under-19s team have been announced as the JD Cymru North Development League Champions. Slightly strange circumstances, obviously, what with the pandemic at the moment, but great news and great reward for what they've done so far this season.
Yeah, massive, Nick. You know, huge achievement. The club's only won it. It's only the second time in the last about 10 years that we've been running as a football club and whatnot. And it's a huge achievement. You know, what Gaz has achieved with the group, coming in his first season at the club, with the youth that have come through with it, with all the coaches around, it's a fantastic achievement. As I said, we got the email earlier this afternoon. Gaz forwarded me what he'd received from Gwynedd from FAW. And like I said, it was that we'd been announced champions out of Barry Town in the south, and that the league had gone on a points per game basis. And you know, we're at this stage of the season with a few games to go. We are deserved champions in that under-19s Welsh Premier Development League. You know, we've been one of the standout teams. I've been to a lot of games this year. We've watched, and the football that they've played, the development of the players, the program's been put together this year has really stepped things up. And you know, fully deserved league champions, and a credit to all the staff and all the players involved.
Not only did the first team get off to a fantastic start this season, we're going unbeaten for so long, but so did the under-19s as well.
Yeah, you know, it's the 19s and 18s and scholarships, a programme that's now going into its sixth year. You know, all the players that we have are on full-time basis. They train Monday morning, Monday evening, Tuesday evening, represent the college on a Wednesday in the Category 1 League now, have a recovery day on a Thursday, Friday session, and then representing the 18s League and the 19s League. And the biggest success this year is that not just the 19s have now won the league, which is unbelievable, but also the 18s are currently top. So there's a potential they'll be crowned the same as well if the league can't continue. And also in the Wednesday League, you know, they've actually got the highest we've ever achieved in Category 1 League, finishing second at the time. And actually made it through to the Nationals, which was brilliant. And to be fair, the run that the team were on, they're in the semi-finals of the whole national competition. I felt they had a real good chance this year of becoming national champions, which was champions of Britain. So that's the standard of the team. Obviously, unfortunate events that have occurred stopped that, but even more so, that's what really adds to this under-19 title and the Welsh Premier North Development League winners. And hopefully we're going to have a national final to play off against Barry Town, however late that is, whether it's in the summer or whatnot. But it's hugely deserved. You know, we see the work that the scholars do, not just for football, but academic wise. You know, myself and Gaz, we've gone through the list of who's going to be graduating from college. We've got another 4 or 5 players looking to go to America route again, which on top of the 12 that are currently there, a number that are going to university. And we had a really, really good group. You know, there's a lot of work that's gone behind it in the years. We're lucky that we've had players such as Marcus Conastrios, who's been with us since he was 9, 10 years of age, Jack Robinson, James Worthington, so players that have come all the way through the system, Max Moore. And then for them to achieve something like this and be knocking on that door for the first team, it's great. And as I said, it's a huge well done to all the staff, all the players involved on the scholarship programme, 18s, 19s, and a great way and fully deserved victory for what they've all achieved.
And just one final thing to touch on, it was Gareth Richards' first season at the club, essentially, and obviously won the league in his first season, so a fantastic achievement from him and his staff.
Yeah, brilliant. You know, when Gareth joined us in the summer, it was a bit of a quick change, really, because Ian Bennett, who'd led the programme previously, 19s, and he got a job with Liverpool International Academy over in Asia, which was great for him. But at that time, it was sort of pre-season and all the recruitment had been done. So, you know, also huge credit to Ian Bennett for that, because he'd recruited and what had been added was a great work in the summer. But Gaz had to come into that in the summer, came to a full-time position, and he couldn't have done any more. You know, he's thrown himself right into the mix. The programme has pushed on across all sectors. You know, he's a great coach. But ultimately, first and foremost, he's a great person. You know, he demands great standards, which we do the first team. He's got a great relationship with myself, first team staff, so all the things filter down. And again, supporting Gaz within that role, we've got some fantastic coaches. You know, we have Matt Sampson and Kevin Manley, who lead up our 18s, who've done that for a number of years. And as we said previously, they're coming top of their league to aid that process. Jordan Parry, who was a key member of staff over the last few years. This is last season this year with that group. And also the two new additions who Gaz recruited in Richard Casato and Antonio, who, you know, from a coaching support and mentoring and the analysis that Antonio does in particular, have been top class. So, you know, all the staff that have been involved in it, all the work previously and how Gaz has led that this year has been top draw. And as we said, and we always, you know, we speak regularly, myself and Gareth, and the visions and where we want the programme to go and where we want the 19s to be is to continue these steps. And that's what's happening. You know, the programme's getting better and better. The standard, the recruitment, the level of coaching, the game model that's now been put in place, all these key factors to allow it to grow, for it to develop. And that's what we're looking for, you know, and this is a great achievement and fully deserved for a great amount of work. But as we all do, we're looking forward to the future and the changes and implementations and how the program's going to progress, and looking forward to year seven now of the Nomad Academy College Cambria Scholarship Program. So, as I said, it's been a great first year for Gaz. I'm sure the success is going to continue, and the more players as well. We've had four in the first team this year in Eric Myrna, Connor Harwood, Max Moore, Sam Williams, who've made debuts. And we know with this crop of players that have currently won the 19s, there's more to come as well. So, really good group, great achievement for everyone, and a fantastic achievement for the whole of the football club.